Hi, this is Bob Decker, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, with this week's Listener Beware. Today I'll be reading articles on paying bills. Our sources include Reader's Digest, AARP, and the Consumer Financial Protection Board. Monthly bills are something we may be accustomed to, and with today's digital services, it's possible to use autopay to deduct the cost of those services directly from your account. While this is convenient, there may be some bills that you might want to exclude from that method so that you can periodically review them. Our first article from Reader's Digest includes some suggestions. From Reader's Digest, 6 Bills You Shouldn't Put on Autopay, According to Financial Experts, by Colleen Oakley, updated September 10, 2024. Putting your bills on autopay can be simple and a seamless way to budget each month. But beware, there are a few bills you shouldn't streamline. Paying your bills online has many benefits, like avoiding late fees so you can save more money, reduce paper bills, adding security. But what about putting your bills in the queue using autopay? Well, what is autopay? AutoPay is an automated payment system that allows companies to automatically withdraw money from your bank account or charge your credit card on a set schedule to pay bills and expenses, says Rikin Shah, financial advisor and CEO of GetSure. It's designed to make paying recurrent bills more convenient. It's a great tool in your financial toolbox to streamline bill paying each month, but there are multiple factors to take into account when deciding which bills to autopay. For starters, use automatic payments to pay your monthly bills only if you're confident you can afford to pay in full. Otherwise, you may build up a balance that will charge you interest, and that could undermine your efforts to stay on top of your bills, says Dana Marineau, Credit Karma's former VP of Communications and Brand. If you aren't confident you can pay in full, avoid autopay. In particular, you might want to avoid paying the following bills on autopay. 1. Annual subscriptions. You shouldn't have an annual magazine subscription or a monthly streaming service subscription like Netflix or Hulu on autopay, because you may forget they're active and continue paying regularly even if you no longer want or need them, says Shah. In fact, a recent survey by CNR Research found that 42% of consumers have continued paying for a subscription that they no longer use. The same survey found that consumers underestimate how much they spend on subscriptions by a whopping $133 on average, 2.5 times more than they thought they were paying. Plus, it's important to pay attention to how many subscription services you're using. Having an excessive amount is one of the spending habits personal finance experts caution against. 2. Utility bills. Don't use autopay for bills where the total varies from month to month. Usage and rates for utilities fluctuate, so you want to review the bills and adjust your usage if needed, says Shah, especially in the winter and summer months when heat and air conditioning could spike your electricity or gas usage. Also, billing errors in utility bills are not uncommon, says Shah, so it's important to get into the habit of reviewing your bill instead of setting an auto payment and forgetting about it. You should also avoid paying certain bills with cash, including utility bills. 3. Broadband and Internet. While broadband and internet bills appear to be a set price each month, and therefore safe for autopay, proceed with caution. Because broadband pricing isn't regulated by the government, companies are free to hike prices whenever they want to. It's financially savvy to check your bill each month and make sure you're not paying more than you anticipated. This is especially true if you signed up for promotional pricing, says Shah. Those rates often expire after 12 months, so reviewing bills allows you to renegotiate rates or find better deals, he says. 4. Credit card bills. Credit card bills can present challenges when it comes to auto pay because you'll want to cover at least the minimum amount due and you may or may not have enough money to pay more every month. Smart credit card management is a must for a healthy personal finance. So make sure you know purchases you definitely should and should not use a credit card for. 5. Auto insurance premiums. Auto insurance premiums are often due in intervals of once or twice a year, which can make for a hefty bill. If one of those payments hits your bank account when your balance is low, you may end up overdrawing and getting hit with a fee. Also, your rates and coverage needs can change frequently, so you want to make sure you're reviewing the details every renewal period rather than having it on autopilot and not considering your options. Data shows that drivers could get a lower rate by shopping around at renewal rather than auto-renewing, says Shaw. 6. Memberships. Lastly, any charges like gym memberships, the big box store you joined, or your family membership to the zoo should not be on autopay. Many memberships come with auto-renewal, and before you know it, you've signed up for another year, even if you didn't want it or plan to use it. What to know before using AutoPay? While AutoPay can be a convenient way to streamline your bills, it's best to only set up auto payment for bills with fixed amounts that don't change, like mortgage and car payments. This avoids situations where an unexpected increase leads to overdrafts, says Shaw. In addition, you'll want to follow these tips. Use a credit card for AutoPay instead of a debit card. This gives you more flexibility if you need to dispute a charge before it comes out of your checking account, says Shaw. Review your statements regularly to make sure the auto-paid amounts are correct. It's good practice to check your accounts at least once a month for any discrepancies or fraudulent charges, says Shaw. Set calendar reminders to check your account balances before auto-pay dates, so you can add funds if needed to avoid overdraft fees. And for bills that are not on auto pay, set aside a regular, recurring time to pay your bills. Schedule a block of time in your calendar and try to make it a part of your routine, says Marino. Additional reporting for this article was provided by Stacy Marcus. About the experts. Rikin Shah is the CEO of GetSure and a financial services advisor. He has more than 20 years of experience in financial services, including roles in investment banking at J.P. Morgan, in private equity investing at Stone Point Capital, and as head of business operations for Earnest, a student loan refinancing startup. Dana Marino is the CMO at Rakuten and the former VP of communications and brand at Credit Karma. Our next article from the CFPB explains the No Surprises Act, a federal law designed to provide protections against unexpected medical bills that you might receive from out-of-network medical facilities or service providers. CFPB, what is a surprise medical bill, and what should I know about the No Surprises Act? Last reviewed December 7, 2023. A surprise medical bill is an unexpected bill from an out-of-network provider or at an out-of-network facility. Effective January 1, 2022, the No Surprises Act may protect you. Medical debts often occur after an accident or sudden illness. Consumers are rarely informed of the costs of medical treatment before emergency treatment and may have little or no ability to shop around. When you get a medical bill, you may not know if you actually received the billed treatment, if the correct amount was billed, if the amount is covered by insurance, and if the amount was already paid or partially paid. What is a surprise medical bill? A surprise medical bill is an unexpected bill, and in one form involves bills for services received from a healthcare provider or facility that you did not know was out of network, e.g. had not negotiated a reimbursement rate with your insurance company, until you were billed. Your health insurance may not cover the entire out-of-network cost, which could leave you owing the difference between the out-of-network provider's bill and the amount your health insurance paid. This is known as balance billing. This bill could be for a service like anesthesiology or laboratory tests. You may not know that the provider or facility is out of network until you're billed. So how does the No Surprises Act protect me? Effective January 1, 2022, one feature of the No Surprises Act, or NSA, protects you from surprise billing for emergency services if you have a group health plan or a group or individual health insurance coverage, and limit the amount of surprise bills for emergency services from an out-of-network provider or facility without prior authorization, out-of-network cost sharing, like an out-of-network co-insurance or co-payments, for all emergency and some non-emergency services, and out-of-network charges and balance bills for supplemental care, like radiology or anesthesiology, by out-of-network providers that work at an in-network facility. The No Surprise Act aims to limit the amount you pay out of pocket to a level closer to what you would pay if the healthcare provider were in network. The Act defines this limit using a recognized market amount or qualifying figure, like the average fee for the service. It generally applies your insurance plan's copay and cost-sharing percentages. Additionally, the Act outlines a process for your insurance company and the provider to settle disputes over the provider's charges, ensuring fair resolution. The Act also requires some healthcare facilities and providers to disclose federal and state patient protections against balance billing and sets forth complaint processes with respect to violations of the protections against balance billing and out-of-network cost sharing. If you don't have health insurance, or if you pay for care without using your health insurance, then you'll get a good faith estimate of how much your care will cost before you get care. If you've had your care and find that the billed amount is at least $400 above the good faith estimate, you may be able to dispute the charges. You may already be protected against surprise medical billing if you have coverage through Medicare, Medicaid, Indian Health Services, Veteran Affairs Health Care, or TRICARE. If I have health insurance, can I waive my protections under the No Surprises Act? If you're using health insurance, out-of-network providers or emergency facilities may ask you to sign a notice and consent form to waive your protections before providing certain services after you're no longer in need of emergency care. These are called post-stabilization services. You may be asked to sign a notice and consent form if you schedule certain non-emergency services with an out-of-network provider at an in-network hospital or ambulatory surgical center. The notice and consent form informs you about your protections from unexpected medical bills, gives you the option to give up those protections and pay more for out-of-network care, and provides an estimate of what the out-of-network care might cost. You aren't required to and shouldn't sign the form if you didn't have a choice of healthcare provider or facility before scheduling care. If you don't sign, you may have to reschedule your care with a provider or facility in your health plan's network. What should I do if I receive a surprise bill and have a billing disagreement? Your rights under the No Surprises Act depend on whether you have health insurance or if you are uninsured. In either case, you are protected. If you are insured and your health plan denies all or part of a claim for service, you can appeal that decision. Your plan documents will contain information on the review process and how you request review of your plan's decision. Starting on January 1, 2022, you generally won't be responsible for balance bills or out-of-network cost sharing when getting emergency care, non-emergency care from an out-of-network providers at certain in-network facilities, or air ambulance services from out-of-network providers. When this happens, instead of you paying for unexpected out-of-network costs, you'll generally only need to pay your normal in-network costs, like coinsurance, copayments, and amounts paid toward deductibles. The healthcare provider and your health plan are responsible for negotiating the total payment amount from the plan to the provider through an independent dispute resolution process. If you are uninsured or self-pay for insurance, starting on January 1, 2022, you should receive a good faith estimate of cost for your care from your provider when you either schedule that care or if you call and request the estimate. After you get the care, if you're billed for an amount more than $400 over the good faith estimate, and you got the bill within the last 120 calendar days, you can use the new dispute resolution process to determine the final payment amount. This process uses a third-party arbitrator to review the good faith estimate, the final bill, and any other information supplied by your provider or facility. Learn how to dispute your bill. Where do I go to get more help or file a complaint? If you have a question about the No Surprises Act or believe the law isn't being followed, you can take action by contacting the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services No Surprise Help Desk at 1-800-985-3059. From 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days a week, or by submitting a complaint online. If you still need help with your health insurance and have a problem or question, contact your state consumer assistance program. These programs help consumers experiencing problems with their health insurance or seeking to learn more about health coverage options. You can also visit the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, for more information. You're sure you pay that utility bill last month, but you get a call saying that your balance is overdue and you're at risk of being disconnected immediately if you don't pay today. Is it real or is it a scam? Our next article from AARP provides information to help you determine that and to get to the bottom of other utility scams that you might encounter. AARP, how to protect yourself from utility scams, common tactics criminals use, and what to do if you're targeted. By Deidre Van Dyke, updated April 9, 2025. You could swear you paid that last gas and electric bill, but the caller from the power company is adamant that you're overdue and says if you don't pay up now, your water, gas, or electricity will be cut off within 10 minutes. Last thing you want on a chilly dead of winter, or the long hot summer as the case may be. Best not to risk it. That's how scammers want you to think, and enough people pay to make utilities a common subject of imposter scams. By far the most common type of fraud reported in 2024 to the Federal Trade Commission, or FTC. You may be contacted by a phone call, a text message, or in person. But what utility scams have in common is they want to be paid immediately, says Floyd B. McKissick, Jr., who serves on the North Carolina Utilities Commission and chairs the National Association of Regulatory Utility Commissioners, or NARUC, Committee on Consumers and the Public Interest. Older adults and non-English-speaking customers may be the biggest target of these scams, but millennials and Gen X customers have been victims as well, says Monica Martinez, Executive Director of Utilities United Against Scams, a consumer education group. Whatever your demographic, be assured, a utility company will never call and tell you that they're going to turn off service in minutes, Martinez says. Though utilities try to stay ahead of the curve and share information about scams with the public, the best way consumers can protect themselves is to be proactive and not reactive, McKissick says. To become an educated consumer, be aware of these 9 additional utility scams. 1. Refunds for overpayment. Rather than claiming you owe money, scam callers might say you've overpaid, and they'll ask for bank account or credit card information to make a refund. In order to process your money, they'll ask you for a credit card number to get your financial information, Martinez says. 2. Free energy audits. Workers may arrive and offer to give you a free audit for energy efficiency in order to gain entry to your house. 3. Offers to lower energy costs. You may get an email or see a social media post with an offer to sign you up for a government program that reduces energy bills or a charity that will help pay bills. Scammers often ask for a small donation of $50 as a service charge to pay for the good deed forward, Martinez says. The scammer's aim is to collect personal information for use in identity theft. 4. Offers to switch service. Criminals may offer to switch services for you on the spot, pressuring you to sign a contract. Or they may offer to install alternative energy equipment, such as solar panels, and mention tax benefits, saying that they need your financial information to tell you how much you'll save. Health and wellness. They may offer financing and want you to fill out an application. Their objective is to steal your information. Don't be pressured by these tactics, McKissick says. Take their information if you want, but don't give them yours. Charges to restore power after a natural disaster. During a service outage, scammers may pose as utility workers wearing vests and carrying walkie-talkies, easily bought online, and offer to put you on a preferred list to restore service quickly, or claim they need a reconnection fee to restore service. We see an uptick of these happening when there is a crisis situation, Martinez says. Crooks try to lure people into giving personal information or to hand over money. Utilities do not require reconnection fees in crisis situations, nor do they offer priority service restoration, McKissick and Martinez emphasize. No one is going to knock on your door and demand money. This is not a tactic utility companies use, McKissick says. Investigating emergency leaks, fixing or checking equipment on your property. Scammers may knock on your door posing as utility workers, telling you that they need to fix what they claim is an emergency gas leak or to inspect new equipment. They get wind that a utility company is putting in new meters like smart meters, Martinez says. Scammers often follow in the wake of installations and tell customers they need to pay a fee to get the meter double-checked, often presenting it as a safety issue. Imposter texts and emails. Utility imposters send out phishing emails or smishing text messages aimed at convincing you to make a payment or supply personal or financial data to sort out a service issue. Fake websites. A growing scam involves online ads that appear to be from utility companies offering service or easy ways to pay, sometimes including QR codes that claim to link to payment pages. We're seeing a lot of this with new customers because you're more likely to hop online and search, "Who's my utility?" Martinez says. If you are looking for new service, check your state utility commission and local chamber of commerce for lists of companies that provide service. Opening accounts in your name. Identity thieves use stolen personal information to open utility accounts and run up charges in the victim's name. AARP's The Perfect Scam podcast reports on a new version. After her father died, a woman received a letter from criminals posing as the local utility company, instructing her to switch the household electricity account from her father's name to her name. The criminals stole her personal information as they pretended to change the account name. How to protect yourself? Stay calm. Scammers are good at making you panic, Martinez says. If you're told power is going to be cut off immediately, take a deep breath and remember, utilities do not cut off service without considerable advance warning. If callers demand payment immediately, that should be a red flag, McKissick says. Call the utility's customer service number. A representative can tell you if you're behind on a payment or if the utility tried to contact you. Get the number from the actual bill you receive, not from a website or from a caller, McKissick says. Utility companies have highly trained staff to assist the public, and they are the best source, Martinez says. Beware of unusual payment requests. Utilities will never ask to be paid in gift cards, prepaid debit cards, or cryptocurrency, McKissick and Martinez say. Never give money to a supposed utility company worker who shows up at your house. Never share personal information with a caller. Utility companies do not need your date of birth or your Social Security number. And they don't need to know whether you're receiving Social Security, McKissick says. Usually the service address is what the utility company will ask you for. Ask for employer identification. Always request their employee identification number and call the utility company to verify their ID and the reason for their visit, McKissick says. Don't click on unverified links. Don't click on links in a utility-related email, QR code, or text message unless you're certain it's from the real company. Notify law enforcement, your utility company, and your neighbors. If you're being targeted, chances are others in your town are too. Scammers tend to focus on one or two utilities in a region with a certain type of scam. Local law enforcement and utility companies can warn customers to be on the alert, Martinez says. Finally, how to report a utility scam? Report it to local law enforcement and your utility company. File a complaint with the FTC, online, or at 877-382-4357, and the FBI at ic3.gov. Contact your bank to see if it can stop payment and put any necessary fraud watches on your account. If someone's opened a utility account in your name, call the National Consumer Telecom and Utilities Exchange at 866-349-3233 to get a copy of your account history and dispute any inaccurate content. For support and guidance, the trained fraud specialist at the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline, 877-908-3360, can share information on what to do next and how to avoid future scams. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. This has been Bob Decker, volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona's Listener Beware. Thanks for listening. A reminder that if you miss a program, you can get it on demand. You can also take Sun Sounds with you on our stream, on demand, or on the Sun Sounds app on your smartphone or home device.